Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to the United Methodist Women's Sunday Service. And just a little note about that, all the women of the church are members of United Methodist Women. We meet a second Monday of the month, usually, at 7 o'clock in the fellowship hall downstairs. We generally start off with a business meeting, then a short devotional, and then a program. And if that doesn't interest you, we always have dessert. I have a list of some announcements here. Zion House, the residential home in Avon for female veterans needing a fresh start, is asking for your help. They are in need of bed pillows. Each woman receives a new pillow when she arrives and takes the pillow with her when she moves out. Their supply is running low. Anyone willing to purchase new bed pillows can leave them in the back of the church for the next few weeks, and we will see that they are delivered to the home. And then on March 3rd, the Avon United Methodist Church will be hosting the Interfaith Lenten Luncheon held across the street at the Presbyterian Church. Mary will be preaching that day.
Yes, yes, I will be. Sharing a message.
And taking attendance of who's there?
Absolutely.
And then there's gift cards available to purchase for our fish dinners. They are good for any of the dinners in March and priced the same as tickets at the door. They are a great way to invite your family and friends to join us for delicious meals. Does anyone else have an announcement?
Good morning. Hopefully you've noticed something new in your bulletins this morning, brought to you by the prayer team. Our goal was to bring the joys and concerns that were shared during worship to our attention again and to remind us who we shared a joy and who needs a prayer. Also remind us to check on someone to see how they're doing. It's kind of a condensed version of what many of you get in the email each week. We've also included at the top a short message about intercessory prayer, which is basically the act of praying for each other. We'll be including this each week in the bulletin, so we want to make it something meaningful and useful to you as a congregation. If you have any feedback, please see any of the people on the prayer team. Thank you.
Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship. We shall see a new heaven and earth, for the old will pass away.
We shall see a new Jerusalem, the holy city descending from heaven.
The city shall need no sun or moon, for God's glory will be its light.
For God's lamp will be its lamp, and by its light the nations shall walk.
God shall wipe away our tears, and there shall be no more death.
Mourning, crying, and pain shall cease, for all former things will pass away.
We shall hear one speak from the throne.
Behold, I make all things new. I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end.
Please join in singing our opening hymn, Awesome God.
Officers of the United Methodist Women, please come forward. I'm going to install you. Dear friends, you have been called by God and chosen by the people of God for the leadership of this United Methodist Women group. This ministry is a blessing and a serious responsibility. It recognizes your special gifts and calls you to work among us and for us and with us. In love, we thank you for accepting your obligation and challenge you to offer your best to the Lord, to these people, and to our ministry in the world. Live a life of Christ and make him known in your witness and your work. So, do you this day acknowledge yourself a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ?
I do.
Will you devote yourself to the service of God in the world?
I will.
Will you so live that you enable this church to be a people of love and peace?
I will.
Will you do all in your power to be responsible to the task for which you have been chosen?
I will.
Now let us pray. Almighty God, pour out your blessings upon these your servants who have been given this particular ministry in your church. Grant them grace to give themselves wholeheartedly to your service. Keep before them the example of our Lord, who did not think first of himself, but gave himself for us all. Let them share his ministry and consecration, that they may enter into his joy. Guide them in their work. Reward their faithfulness with the knowledge that through them your purposes are accomplished. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Be blessed and go forward.
Our first reading is Genesis 9, 8 through 17. Again, God said to Noah and his sons, I am going to make a solemn promise to you and to everyone who will live after you. This includes the birds and the animals that came out of the boat. I promise every living creature that the earth and those living on it will never again be destroyed by flood. The rainbow that I have put in the sky will be my sign to you and to every living creature on earth. It will remind you that I will keep this promise forever. When I send clouds over the earth and a rainbow appears in the sky, I will remember my promise to you and to all other living creatures. Never again will I let floodwaters destroy all life. When I see the rainbow in the sky, I will always remember the promise that I have made to every living creature. The rainbow will be the sign of that solemn promise. Mark 1:9-15. About that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. As soon as Jesus came out of the water, he saw the sky open and the Holy Spirit coming down to him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, You are my own dear Son, and I am pleased with you. Right away, God's Spirit made Jesus go into the desert. He stayed there for 40 days while Satan tested him. Jesus was with the wild animals, but angels took care of him. After John was arrested, Jesus went to Galilee and told the good news that comes from God. He said, The time has come. God's kingdom will soon be here. Turn back to God and believe the good news. The word of the Lord.
Now hear my prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with praise and thanksgiving. Please be with those we have mentioned by name this morning, and also be with those that we have not called their names out loud. Be with those that are sick in the hospital, and be with their caregivers. Lord, be with those that are on a journey of faith, and those that are trying to find their way. Help them to continue to grow in your love. Now please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This morning's anthem was a favorite in this church for many years when the choir was directed by Lucille Scroger, and we even noticed that the copies only cost 30 cents, which was quite a bargain for what they cost now. This is a beautiful song that expresses our faith in God, and hope that you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. That was lovely, choir. Thank you. Well, this scripture that was read is called the prologue to the story of Jesus' ministry. The introductory verses are Jesus' baptism, recalling an interlude between John the Baptist's ministry and Jesus' own public work. Jesus enters into human life as we know it and receives immediate gratification from God. How wonderful to hear and experience God's approval and acceptance. Baptism, then temptation, before beginning his public ministry. Jesus, anointed with the Spirit, moves to doing ministry only after and through being tempted. Jesus' temptation is part of the cosmic conflict between the forces of good and evil. The wilderness is the habitat of demons and wild beasts. Our story says, in some other translation, says that Satan tempted Jesus and the angels ministered unto him. The things we learn from this scripture, being baptized and having the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, is no insulation against real struggles and the forces of evil. Christian faith or any commitment to spirituality is not an exemption from temptation, not even for Jesus. Baptism and God's grace are preparation and provision for the real encounters with evil that we all experience in the world. While temptation in any form, from enticement to suffering, is neither God's direct activity or the result of God's actions, God is with us in our moments of trial. God will strengthen, motivate, refine, prepare, and direct us into accomplishing God's will. God will wipe away all tears one day. Yet now, in the meantime, in the present age, when death and destruction are still with us, God's grace grows roses from ashes by defying evil in the process of ultimately destroying it. The message of costly grace is good news to Christians, saying that Jesus the Christ is a Lord who fully sympathizes with us, both in moments of exaltation and temptation. The promise of the presence in our lives is the guarantee from God that we will not be overcome by evil, but that we will overcome evil with good. With Jesus the Christ, we are called to walk securely through life's trials, to live faithfully and freely in relation to God's will. Mark is a no-nonsense gospel. It's a little tiny book, you know. This author wastes no time in getting down to business. An event takes place that radically changes the way we look at an experience in the world, and he can't wait to tell about it. There's an air of breathless excitement in nearly every sentence that is written by this gospel writer. The sooner we get the message, the better off we'll be, for the message is good, incredibly good. God is here, and God is on our side. That God exists is not news. Most people in most countries and in most centuries have believed in the evidence of God or many gods. The attention God has received down through time is probably more than the attention given to food, clothing, shelter, and other concerns all put together. But the fact that God is here right now and on our side, actively seeking to help us in the way that we need most help, this qualifies as news. So Mark hurries to tell us what happened in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus is the event that reveals the truth of God to us so that we can live in the reality and not in illusion. He doesn't want us to waste a minute of these precious lives of ours ignorant of this most practical of all matters, that God is passionate to save us. Meanwhile, we live in the wilderness, or we have wilderness experiences, and we call out to God. It is difficult to believe that God is with us, ministering to us in our wilderness. So I ask you, what wilderness experiences have you had lately? Well, when one loses a full-time job that supports a family, that's a wilderness experience. So is having a teenager run away from home because he or she is upset with the discipline or the lack of it. When a husband or wife leaves a marriage, a wilderness experience begins for both of them and any children that they may have. When a young woman dies of cancer, when a young man turns to drugs or alcohol for consolation, a wilderness time is upon the family. When a couple downsizes and sells the family home to move into a smaller apartment because they are aging, wilderness is written all over their faces. When a diagnosis of diabetes or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's diseases are made, folks drift into the wilderness while learning how to cope. Life is a wilderness experience, one after the other, isn't it? Well, Lent is a time to come and share our wilderness experiences and accept God's healing. It's time to look within ourselves and ask ourselves, what have we missed as we hurry along through our lives? Do we know the saving work of God who loves us? Are we accepting God's gift in Jesus the Christ each day? Are we willing to pass on the knowledge and love of God that is in Jesus the Christ each day? We have started our journey this first Sunday in Lent in a community that accepts our wilderness places. We bring ourselves, our anxiety, uncertainty, our fears, our acceptance of life's issues to this place, to our God. God loves us just as we are and asks us to remember our own baptism. Also, we must remember that Lent is a cleansing time, a time to ask questions, and a time to share our sense of wonder. We are asked to look at our lives and see what we would like to keep in our practices, in our everydayness, and what we would like to lose or let go of. In examination, we will find what is essential to our lives and what is not. Could we travel more lightly and find that we are closer to God by having fewer distractions? I certainly think I could. I have a favorite author. Her name is Ann Weems, and she's written several books. But I like her book, Kneeling in Jerusalem. And from that book, I quote these thoughts. Lent is a time to take the time to let the power of our faith story take hold of us, a time to let the events get up and walk around in us, a time to intensify our living unto Christ, a time to hover over the thoughts of our hearts, a time to place our feet in the streets of Jerusalem, or to walk along the sea and listen to his word, a time to touch his robe and feel the healing surge through us, a time to ponder and a time to wonder. Lent is a time to allow a fresh new taste of God. End quote. May it be so for each one this day. And let us sing our hymn, I was there to hear your warning cry.
a funny and always perceptive way, Anne Lamott, an author who I enjoy reading, writes about faith and prayer. In her book, Help, Thanks, Wow, The Three Essential Prayers, which happens to be her latest book, she says that gratitude begins in our hearts and then dovetails into behavior. It almost always makes you willing to be of service, which is where the joy resides. It means you are willing to stop being such a jerk. When you are aware of all that has been given to you in your lifetime and in the past few days, it is hard not to be humbled and pleased to give back. We today have the opportunity to give back through our tithes and offerings. Will the ushers please come forward?
Now as you leave this place, know that new every morning is your love, great God of light. All day long, your work for God in the world. Stir up a desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, to devote each day to your Son, for each day you make things new for us. Through our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
This week's service is from February 22, 2015, and is UMW Sunday. Reverend Mary Martin presents a message on wilderness experience.
You've been listening to the service from the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.